the selection of Mayor Villaraigosa as the chair of the Democrats' 2012 convention really signals the president's desire to reach out to Latino voters, to motivate Latino voters. Mayor Villaraigosa has developed the national connections that will come in handy to reach out for the president and to stand in the president's stead as a surrogate with the Latino community.
Yes, but Dr. Jeffy, the Latino community as a whole is often characterized as being socially conservative. And with the mayor's widely publicized extramarital affair with a TV news reporter, how do you think that's going to play out in terms of his perception amongst Latino voters?
Well, it's interesting, at least around L.A. and within California, the spotlight seems to have cooled on the mayor's personal life. It doesn't mean that questions about his social values will not be asked, but throughout our political system today, if you look at it, these personal peccadillos, if you will, don't seem to be as important with voters as they once were.
And yeah, what about voters? If you recall a 2009 LA Magazine headline, the pop star mayor, or so much promise, so much disappointment, some of those headlines. How do you think Angelino voters are perceiving the mayor today?
I think that the LA Magazine headline really does capture the way many Angelinos feel about the mayor. He came in on a promise of hope and change. Does that sound familiar? And in his almost two terms in City Hall, there is a perception out there that he really hasn't accomplished what he had promised to do.
So what's next for our fine mayor? We see him going to be the chair of the Democratic National Convention. What's next for our mayor?
In 2013, he is termed out of the mayor's office, and there's been some speculation that he will move from there, if President Obama is reelected, into a cabinet position. The betting, if there is such a thing, is on the Department of Transportation, because in terms of concrete accomplishments, those are the most visible here.